Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the season preview of the Montreal Alouettes conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Monsieur Olivier Poulin. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue à l'appel conférence aperçu de la saison des Alouettes de Montréal. J'aimerais maintenant céder la parole à Monsieur Olivier Poulin. La parole est à vous. Please go ahead, Mr. Poulin.
Merci, Patrick. Bonjour tout le monde. Hi, everyone. Bienvenue à l'aperçu de la saison 2016 des Alouettes de Montréal. With us this morning, avec nous cet avant-midi, President and CEO, le président et chef de la direction, Mark Waitman, et le Vice President, General Manager, Director of Football Operations, Director of Player Personnel and Head Coach, le Vice-président, Directeur Général, Directeur des Opérations Football, Directeur du Personnel des Joueurs et Entraîneur-Chef, Jim Popp. Monsieur Waitman a quelques mots à dire en ouverture. Alors, j'aimerais maintenant lui céder la parole. Mr. Waitman, please go ahead.
Merci, Olivier. Bonjour tout le monde. Good morning, everyone. Nous entamons une 20e saison avec Bob Wattenhall comme propriétaire et nous sommes très fébriles à l'approche de la saison 2016. Pas besoin de vous dire que les dernières saisons n'ont pas été à la hauteur de nos attentes, ni à la hauteur des attentes de nos partisans. Il n'y a pas si longtemps que nous sommes allés à la Coupe Grey 8 fois en 11 ans. Et même si les joueurs qui nous ont permis de vivre ces exploits ne sont pour la plupart plus là, bien, les attentes de nos partisans le sont tout de même et on le sait très bien. C'est pourquoi nous abordons cette saison avec autant d'enthousiasme. Nous avons d'abord et avant tout une stabilité au niveau de l'équipe d'entraîneurs qui nous a permis de continuer à bâtir sur le travail qui a été accompli dans la deuxième demi de la saison dernière. On a un carrière d'expérience pour guider notre attaque. Et Jim a fait de l'excellent travail cet hiver en gardant une stabilité au sein du noyau des joueurs clés de notre équipe, en allant chercher des nouveaux joueurs d'impact, en ajoutant des entraîneurs d'expérience et sans oublier nos excellents choix au repêchage il y a à peine quelques semaines. Bref, il a tout fait pour assurer que nos valeureux partisans soient encore plus satisfaits cette année et cet automne et il nous en parlera plus tard. We're very pleased with the work that Jim has done during this off-season, solidifying our team. He's kept the nucleus of our team together. He's added several impact players. He's added some experienced coaching personnel. And not to mention some very promising additions to our roster via the draft only a few weeks ago. Maintenant, la question viendra sûrement, alors je vais tout de suite vous dire que le nombre d'abonnements pour 2016 se situe tout juste au-dessus du cap des 11 000 billets. Il reste encore quelques semaines, alors ce nombre continuera à grimper. Malgré que ce total est un peu moins élevé que l'an dernier, le chiffre se situait tout juste au-dessus de 12 000, nous sommes ravis et choyés d'avoir autant de partisans fidèles et passionnés qui sont là, beau temps, mauvais temps, pour nous appuyer. Les préventes de groupes et de forfaits s'annoncent très bien également et on s'attend à des foules similaires à l'an dernier. Puis je tiens à vous rappeler que nos partisans étaient même plus nombreux au stade l'an dernier, au stade et devant leur téléviseur. Et tout ça malgré une saison plus difficile. So to recap, we currently have slightly over 11,000 season memberships at this date. And this number continues to climb as we approach the season. We're on the final stretch. Although this is slightly less than last year's number, where we had just over 12,000, we expect our attendance to be similar to last year as group sales and mini packs and pre-sales are already progressing very well. We're very blessed to have so many devoted and passionate fans. And as a reminder, last year our attendance and viewership increased despite the disappointing results on the field. Sur le plan des commandites, 2016 s'annonce comme une année exceptionnelle, avec des renouvellements d'entente avec des partenaires de longue date, comme Lester's, comme TELUS, ainsi que l'arrivée de partenaires de marque, comme Family Prix, Mise au jeu, L'Aubainerie, Vennemort, Mouton, et j'en passe. Nous sommes déjà à 13% d'augmentation sur l'an dernier et on s'attend à surpasser nos résultats de 2015 par 25% d'ici la fin de la saison. On the sponsorship side, 2016 will be an exceptional year as we're already 13% ahead of last year's final result and we do expect to reach a 25% increase over 2015 by the end of our season. Ce sera notre meilleur rendement depuis plusieurs années et c'est surtout grâce à une clientèle rajeunie qui s'avère intéressante pour nos commanditaires et annonceurs et aussi grâce à nos activités sur plateforme digitale et nos médias sociaux qui nous permettent de mieux rejoindre les partisans les plus jeunes. En plus de nombreux joueurs et entraîneurs, nos partisans pourront aussi compter sur quelques nouveautés en stade cet été. D'abord, une zone des partisans renouvelée avec un nouveau lutte plus ouvert qui va ouvrir 2 heures avant le botté d'envoi, donc même avant l'ouverture des portes, et avec un happy hour offrant, entre autres, des prix spéciaux comme 2 bières pour 10 $ qui permettra à nos partisans de commencer le party en avance du match. Il y aura aussi des sièges coussinés avec dossiers offerts à faible coût dans certaines sections. Ça va être un essai pour la saison 2016 et pourrait prendre de l'expansion au cours des prochaines années, dépendamment de la réponse de nos partisans. Une nouvelle terrasse avec des prix à 25 $ tout inclus et même 20 $ pour les étudiants, donc un prix très abordable, sera offert sous l'écran géant également. Et parlant d'écran géant, un deuxième écran vidéo au-dessus de celui qui est déjà là, l'écran principal, sera ajouté pour montrer des statistiques de joueurs et du match pour améliorer l'expérience client. Une nouvelle section, en terminant, une nouvelle section jour de match sur notre site web, traditionnel et mobile, offrira aux partisans des éléments très précis reliés au match, tels que la météo, la circulation autour du stade et des vidéos pertinentes reliées au match, etc. Voilà pour la situation côté business. Maintenant, on va passer directement à la période de questions.
Thank you. Merci. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. Allons maintenant passer à la période des questions. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. Si vous utilisez un téléphone main libre, si vous pouvez soulever le combiné avant d'effectuer votre sélection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Si vous désirez poser une question, veuillez s'il vous plaît appuyer sur les touches étoile 1 de votre téléphone à clavier. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, you may press the pound sign. Vous pouvez à tout moment annuler votre question en appuyant sur le dièse. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. S'il vous plaît, appuyez sur étoile 1 maintenant pour poser une question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Il y a un court délai permettant de vous enregistrer dans la file d'attente pour la période des questions. Thank you for your patience. Merci de patienter. The first question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen. Jim Popp. I'll ask the obvious question. You have this incredible quarterback sandwich with Kevin Glenn and his 17 years on top and AC and, you know, greatest ever in this league on the bottom directing. And then you have all these tasty opportunities right in the middle. And I'm wondering just your thoughts on how you're going to manage this. What are you looking for? Are you looking for to rank these guys like from the best, the second best, the third best, or just somebody take it over? Or just your thoughts on what's a very interesting opportunity.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Very much so. Bonjour, good afternoon. You know, Kevin Glenn will be our starting quarterback heading into training camp. It's his job to lose. He walked in the door last year after the trade and did a great job for us. Players took to him right away, operated our system, worked well with Anthony. But we do have a unique situation. Kevin's in a mode of his mind. He'd like to play as long as he can, but he also wants to be a mentor and teacher. He told us that from day one, and he started that process last year, even though he's starting. So we have that on the field. We have Anthony. We have Jacques Chapdelaine. You know, we got a lot of people that know this league well to help bring a younger guy along. And unfortunately for us, Chris, you know, as soon as one guy shines, we've had an injury and they've had to take a back seat. We had a crazy year last year. We had eight different games. We had a starter, someone's starting differently, not in a row. But, you know, we saw the promise the year before with Crompton. You know, went out the first game of the season. Cato stepped in. Showed real promise, as did Troy Smith, you know, two seasons before that, but started having injuries. And, you know, he went to the wayside, unfortunately, because of the injuries. And we were just playing a round robin of people, which it's hard to have a consistency and win. But we've gotten to see a lot of people play. And we know what they're capable of. We know what tools they have. And we also have some younger guys that we've added to the mix, you know, with the acquisition of Vernon Adams and picking up Taj Boyd late last year, that we got to get the guys that we feel are going to start, like Kevin, the reps, but we also need to know who's going to emerge. And one of those guys is Brandon Bridge, who sat patiently last year. And we, you know, and I decided I wanted to give the young man a chance to start. And he did very well. Knew the playbook. Anthony was happy with his progression. And now we got to see what step he takes next. But from Kevin down, it'll work itself out, and we're going to the first game with three guys that we're very happy with.
Second part of the question, do you keep your mind open if another team says, is this guy available for a trade? Because you know that in this league, the depth issue is so critical at that position. And I could imagine about midway through training camp, there is a possibility a team will phone you up and say, is this guy available? Or are you going to wait and see till the end of training camp how this all falls together?
Well, I would be more open to maybe moving somebody prior to camp starting. If you know, we wouldn't get rid of everybody. We may get rid of one of two guys. And I don't mean to say get rid of, just, you know, go in a different direction, say we're going to go with this guy and not that guy. If someone wants to offer us the right thing, it doesn't help anyone if they're looking for a quarterback depth to go through training camp without that player, because we can't keep everybody. And then you cut someone, and then wherever that player goes to, that player is way behind the eight ball. He's not going to know their system. It's going to take them a while to get him up to speed. So it would be beneficial for the team and the player if there was a move made with someone to do it prior to training camp and even clear our picture up a little bit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. As a reminder, you may press star 1 if you have a question. De nouveau, vous pouvez appuyer sur étoile 1 si vous avez une question. The next question is from Benoit Rioux from Agence QMI. Please go ahead. La parole est à vous.
Hi, Jim. The offense was part of the problem last year, but do you think that the Alouettes will score more points? And if yes, why do you think the team will?
Benoit, I hope so. It's unfortunately for us, a lot of things go hand in hand. We've had several coaching changes. We've had 4 coordinators. We've had a rotation of quarterbacks that surely affect the capability of scoring points. We've had a very good offensive line. We've had a good receiving core. We've had a good running back, running backs. The tools are there. The consistency of putting points up the board have not been. And we've had to look and take a real study of what we don't do well and what we need to improve on, and start, you know, clean with a coordinator from scratch in the off season. So Anthony and Jock and the rest of the offensive staff created a system. And by personnel, we've added even more weapons, you know, with the addition, guys, you know, like Daron Carter and Kenny Stafford that have been added back to our receiving core that were there before. We have got as good an offense on paper as anybody in the CFL. And it comes down to actually crossing that goal line and putting the points up and creating turnovers on defense and special teams doing their part, which special teams did improve from the year before. And defense was probably pretty status quo. We just still didn't get the ball in end zone. But when you're playing 8 different games with different quarterbacks, it's difficult to do.
Thank you very much.
Merci.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Eric Leblanc from RDS.ca. La parole est à vous. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jim. I'd like to know, what are you expecting from Vernon Adams for his first season in the CFL, and why do you think that he will be better in the Canadian football than Troy Smith?
Well, guys, let me say this. I don't know. You know, all we can do is evaluate. It's not just the Alouettes. I mean, I can sit here and tell you many media sources that made Troy Smith into the next superstar in the CFL, and they did the same with Rakeem Cato. So when you see that take place for 2 years in a row, in the talent, and they are capable of winning games, because both guys won games, along with Crompton. So, you know, when we haven't had a superstar like Anthony, most of the time, those type of quarterbacks have won at least, they're at least 500, as a starting quarterback. Those guys are winning as many as they're losing when they are playing. Unfortunately, there's other things that have happened during that time. I think, things that happened with Troy Smith, had a lot to do with the coaching changes and coordinator changes and changing the system and changing the offense. It took its toll on him. Cato, unfortunately, started out with a bang, and then he had back-to-back injuries that put him in a different direction and spiraled him down. And then we had coordinator changes. All those things affect individuals. Hopefully, we can keep things pretty steady. And, you know, there's no way to sit here and say anybody's going to be a star. What you got to look at is what they've done in the past. You know, what makes them unique, what makes them different, and they all get compared to somebody. I have a habit of doing it, comparing them to somebody, but they're their own individual, and until you actually have them and they get on the field and they actually do it week in and week out more than one season, you don't know. And that's with any position, let alone the quarterback. So Vernon Adams has all the tools to be a star. Will he be? He's been a winner at every level. We'll find out, but we felt it was well worth the risk.
Thank you.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Miguel Bugeaud from La Presse. La parole est à vous, please go ahead.
Hi, Jim. Obviously, Cato played early last year, even if he was a rookie, not only in the CFL, but in the pro ranks. Adams is the same situation. Give us a timeline when you think it would be maybe feasible for him to see the field in a regular season game. Is it half the season? Is he getting a redshirt year? How are you approaching this?
Well, hopefully we don't have a year like we've had the last couple in regards to injuries where you're forced to put a guy on the field. But that all being said, Miguel, you know, the truth is, you know, Rakeem Cato missed half a training camp last year. He wasn't even in camp with us. We weren't even expecting to play him in a preseason game, and he got in and he looked great. Then we had injury in camp. We had two injuries in the game. Next thing you know, we're playing with a fourth string guy, Cato's fifth string, and then we decided to start the fifth stringer the second game of the season, which, you know, he beat Calgary, you know, as a starter. And what you saw him do, he's capable of doing that every week. I mean, he's got some qualities that a lot of people don't. He's extremely accurate, but he was thrown into the fire, and things that were working for him early might not have worked for him 2 weeks later once defenses figured things out, and he doesn't quite understand the system. So that's the downside. And all of a sudden, a guy will look good, and then he won't look good. You know, that kind of happened to Troy Smith to some degree, too. These guys didn't have people to learn from, you know, even veteran quarterbacks in the rooms with them. We're in a little different situation. We're in a different world now. Kevin Glenn's there. Anthony's a full-time coach for us that is coordinating now. We have actually a second coordinator in Jacques Delaine. You know, we got a little better setup than we've had. But for Vernon Adams, through my discussions with people and you know, his coordinator and position coach, Scott Frost, who is now at Central Florida. It's not a, you know, he left Oregon to go to Central Florida. You know, Scott, talking to him, says that he does some things better than Marcus Mariota that they were asking Marcus to do. And he said, the one thing I would just say to you about Vernon is there was a point where we didn't think, because he showed up to Oregon's camp 3 days late, got behind, and they didn't think he was quite up to speed to where he could function something normal. And he said, so let me say this. He goes, we were paranoid about that. And he goes, and all I'll say is don't be afraid of that, because when we put him in the game, he got it all right. And he did some things with his feet that created things that, you know, that only players that are capable of doing that could do. I've watched Vernon a lot, not because he was on our neg list, because he wasn't, but because there's another gentleman that is on our neg list that's from the same conference that he was playing in before he went to Oregon. And then now that same young man, his name is Dakota Prukop, has fallen in Vernon's steps, that he'll be probably the starting quarterback at Oregon. He left Montana State to do the same thing Vernon is. And a lot of head-to-head competition, a lot of things. I mean, Vernon is just one of these players that he just has uncanny ability to see things, like he has eyes in the back of his head. I'm not comparing him to people, but he has a lot of things that Flutie had. He has a lot of things that Russell Wilson has. But again, those guys have done it on the pro level, and Vernon hasn't yet, and he may never. But we surely think he has the ability to do it, and it's worth a try.
Okay, I've got a second question. If you have to, let's say the season starts tomorrow, obviously things can change, but right now, Kevin's your starter, you mentioned it, but who's number two and who's number three as of today?
Kevin Glenn's the number one guy. It's his job to lose. Two, three, four, five, whatever we have will be determined in training camp.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. That's it.
Thank you, merci. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. De nouveau, n'hésitez pas à appuyer sur étoile 1 pour toute question. The next question is from Benoît Rioux from Agence QMI. La parole est à vous, please go ahead.
Oui, ma question est pour Marc. J'aimerais savoir à quel point les résultats sur le terrain sont importants là, pour attirer la clientèle. On voit que vous avez des clients fidèles, mais en même temps, j'imagine qu'on sait au niveau de l'organisation qu'on peut pas encore aligner quelques autres mauvaises saisons parce que ça risque de se répercuter là.
Ben c'est clair, on est dans le sport. Alors les victoires ou l'espoir de la victoire et de compétitionner pour un championnat fait toujours partie de l'équation. Ça c'est clair. Mais il faut aussi mettre l'emphase sur l'expérience client quand les partisans viennent au stade. On a un petit joyau sur le flanc du Mont-Royal en plein centre-ville. Qui est une très belle place pour assister à un match. Et puis l'année passée, après tous nos matchs, on fait des sondages avec des clients, plusieurs centaines de répondants à chaque match. Et malgré les défaites à domicile l'année passée, le taux de recommandation était au-delà de 90%. Ça veut dire que plus de 90% des gens, quand on leur demandait « Est-ce que tu recommanderais à un ami d'aller voir les Alouettes? » la réponse était oui. Donc, c'est sûr que de gagner, c'est une partie de l'équation. Tout ça, faut pas le nier, mais c'est pas la seule partie de l'équation. Donc, on va faire notre maximum pour améliorer l'expérience client, attirer des nouvelles personnes pour venir voir les matchs au stade, puis tout faire pour gagner aussi, pour avoir la recette magique.
Merci beaucoup.
Plaisir.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Miguel Bugeaud from La Presse. La parole est à vous, please go ahead.
Yeah, Jim, two more questions concerning the quarterbacks. Can you update us on Crompton's injury? Is he ready to go? Or
Miguel, Jonathan will be put on the – we have two medical spots in training camp for veteran players, guys that had injuries and surgeries the year before during the season. And Luke Broder, Jordan, and Jonathan Crompton will be on that list. They will not be able to practice. They will be getting medical treatment. They will go through all the meetings. There's no real timetable for either one of them. Luke is way ahead of schedule. Jonathan is on schedule. And does that mean they'll be ready to play in the first 6 weeks of the season, half the season, back in, miss the year? It all kind of goes with once they get on the field and start actually practicing and the day-to-day wear and tear of where they are. But these are two guys that are great on our team, great in our locker room, great in a lot of ways, great leaders, and we feel like they're two people we want to work with to try to get them back on the field.
Okay, my second question, Herb wrote that Cato is probably the guy that's going to get traded. Do you feel that it might change, or is he the odd man out right now?
Well, first of all, I don't know where that info comes from. I mean, I've had nobody inquire to trade for none of our guys, number one. Number two, Cato's he's capable of starting and winning games for us, so we're just not going to just get rid of him. That's not going to happen. So, someone would have to make us a significant offer for us to move.
Thank you, merci. There are no further questions registered at this time. Nous n'avons plus de questions pour le moment. Avant d'en aller turning backward to Mr. Poulin, j'aimerais retourner la parole à Monsieur Poulin.
Merci, Patrick. Je viens de voir qu'il y a Éric Leblanc qui vient de s'enregistrer. On a du temps peut-être pour une, deux, peut-être trois autres questions. So we've got Eric Leblanc from RDS that just registered. We still have our friends here on the line for another couple of minutes, so we might have a possibility for an extra one, two, maybe even three questions. So please do the reminders to all on the call, and we'll proceed with Eric's questions.
Certainly. Once again, you may press star 1 if you have a question. De nouveau, vous pouvez appuyer sur étoile 1 si vous avez une question. The next question is from Eric Leblanc from RDS.ca. La parole est à vous. Please go ahead.
Jim, what do you see at the receiver positions? There's a lot of players there with the team. What are you expecting? Will you have to cut any players soon?
We don't plan to cut anybody. We made decisions to bring, we had SJ and Kenny and Duran and Sam Jaguar and BJ Cunningham, who started a lot of games for us last year. It depends. We run a six-receiver pack, five-receiver pack, Nick Lewis, that I left out of there. I mean, they're all there. Now, can we keep every one of them? When we've added other people, well, the training camp will determine that. Who can stay, who can go, or can we have them all? And training camp will determine that, how our team structures out and how it's projected for the year, because the salary cap comes into play with it all. But we made these moves to have them on the team all together, and if we're capable of doing it, we will.
Thank you.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Kirk Benton from the Winnipeg Sun. La parole est à vous. Please go ahead.
Hey, Jim. I'm just wondering how talks are going with Philippe Gagnon.
Hey, Kirk. I expect all our draft picks to be in training camp on time. Everything kind of comes down to the last minute here. But I think that I'll be worked out and have them in on time. We jumped on it early and laid it on, had good discussions the whole time with the agents. And, it just gets to a point where there's only so much negotiating, and it comes down to each team. Every team has their own situation. Everybody has a different, we all have the same amount of money we spend in a cap, but every team's got different cap room. Doesn't matter where a guy's drafted, and you just make it very clear. You can have them for this or you can have them for that. And if it doesn't work out, then I guess they can go back to school or sit out. But at some point, negotiation stops, and then, but there's been very clear understanding and both parties working to get something completed. And I'd be shocked if all our guys aren't in camp.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci, Darno, for the questions at this time. N'avons plus de questions pour le moment. I would like to turn things back over to Mr. Poulin. J'aimerais retourner la parole à Monsieur Poulin.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. I'll do one final call for a question. Anyone has a question, please press star 1 right now. Si quelqu'un a une question, si vous pouvez appuyer sur l'étoile 1 maintenant. Et ça reste vide, alors je crois que cet appel, on va mettre fin à l'appel. Donc, merci aux représentants des Alouettes, à M. Waitman et à M. Pop. Nous serons de retour à 13h, heure de l'Est, cet après-midi pour la dernière téléconférence, cette fois avec les Rough Riders de Saskatchewan. À tantôt. Thank you to Mr. Waitman and Pop. We will be back on at 1 p.m. Eastern Time with the last teleconference of the series with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Talk to you then. Thank you, everyone. Merci. Bonne journée.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
Merci, Olivier. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Merci. The conference has now ended. La conférence est maintenant terminée. Please disconnect your lines at this time. Monsieur, vous pouvez raccrocher votre ligne. Thank you for your participation.